and we'll see temperatures today of 16 to 19 Celsius.
Thanks, Simon. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 5th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Sarah, South at Sarah, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Fitzroy, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Viking 974, expected northeast Norwegian Sea 984 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sarah, south at Sarah. Cyclonic, becoming westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Showers at first, good. Cromarty, fourth, west 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Dogger, showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in North Fisher, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, west or northwest 4 to 6, showers in Humber, otherwise fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 or 3 later, fair, good. Biscay, north, backing northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4, then southwesterly 4 to 6 later in west, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Shannon, northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, northwest backing west or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Faroes, showers, good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest, 6, 11 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by north, 5, 6 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Lerwick, north-northwest, 7, rain, 1 mile, 989, rising very rapidly. Lucas, southwest by west, 4, 24 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 2, 1,012, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 5, 11 miles, 1,017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 5, 5 miles, 1,019. Jersey, northwest, 4, 13 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 4, 11 miles, 1,022. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 4, 8 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Valentia, west-northwest, 4, 6 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest, 5, 11 miles, 1,015, now falling. Malin Head, west, 7, slight showers, 5 miles, 1,013, now falling. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 5th of August. The general situation, a deep area of low pressure clearing to the northeast of Scotland, will continue to bring gales to Scottish waters at first. A moderate to strong westerly or northwesterly flow will follow during Tuesday for all areas, with showers in the north. A transient ridge of high pressure will then bring settled conditions for a time on Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwest 5 or 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwest 5 or 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 5 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in far west, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers at first, good. Isle of Man, west 6 or 7, veering west or northwest 4 or 5, backing west 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, becoming fair. Good, occasionally moderate until later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 5 or 6. Squally showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. And Shetland Isles. Northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, backing west 5 or 6 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Grace Thomas.
Good morning. "This is incredible," came the text from my youngest daughter. Within a few seconds, another pinged on my phone that simply read, "Life changed." What, you may ask, had caused her to write these two short messages to me? I can't imagine many of you thought that it would be the macaroni cheese I had cooked for tea before heading out to an evening meeting. I love moments like this, daft, fleeting moments that make me smile, little conversations or jokes or gestures that just bring a sense of fun and appreciation. Like the little chocolate bar that is left in my pigeonhole in work every week by a generous volunteer, or the short thank you email that someone has taken the time to send following a service or activity. Grand gestures are obviously always welcome, but these little offerings that show care, gratitude and appreciation are what keep me going. They can mean a great deal in their simplicity. I often say the Christian faith is a faith of small things making a big difference. Jesus talks about how the mustard seed is the smallest of them all, but when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants, where birds perch on its branches. And we have parables about the value of a single lost coin or a small pinch of yeast. While my macaroni cheese might not actually change lives, the small messages of appreciation do help to lift my day. And so today I pray with thanks for the small gestures that make me smile. May I never take them for granted, and may I be a bearer of small gifts to others as well. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Grace Thomas. Now on BBC Radio 4, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. The British egg industry is warning food manufacturers about a rise in imported eggs, which might fail to meet industry safety standards.
There should not be any cases of salmonella coming from imported eggs. Unfortunately, there still is, which means that those eggs aren't being produced to the same standards that eggs produced in the UK are.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, this week we're focusing on harvest, with combines rolling and arable farmers gathering in the culmination of a year's worth of work. Oil from rapeseed is used in